Bill Grotovant teaches astronomy at Lincoln High School in Gleason, and sometimes he takes his work home with him.
Been getting up at night and going out and watching the meteors.
The Leonid meteor shower, which put on quite a display in the early morning sky over Bill's home in Tomahawk.
If I see several, then I sit down and take the binoculars, and if I'm going to sit for a little bit, I usually grab a Walkman and put headphones on and listen to the public station.
Specifically, WHBM, 90.3 FM in Park Falls, which was covering the Iraq War on BBC World News Tonight.
First thing I heard on the radio was the attack helicopter.
There's a couple of American Apache helicopters who've been hovering over the area.
And then Bill Grotovant heard the voice.
We are assisting the Iraqi Border Patrol.
Lo and behold, I heard my son's voice. and he was talking, and I was like, that's Nick.
Bill's 25-year-old son, Nick, patrolling the Iraqi-Syrian border, his voice coming down from the night sky with all those meteors.
So I think that we are still making a difference in deterring people crossing the border.
And Bill went inside to tell his wife.
She said that I must have been dreaming.
But Bill Grotovant knew what he heard, so he called the regional Wisconsin Public Radio office and got a copy of the BBC story.
It was wonderful. And multiple gifts. I got to see meteors and listen to my son.
Happy Thanksgiving, Bill. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.